There we are.
Mr. Don Kern, making final preparations. Here we go. In your bunker.
I am. Yeah, you too.
Yeah, we've both got bunkers. I remember during pandemic time, you were a regular member of the podcasting world. I would see you all the time on there. You were having a good time trying to keep your audience engaged, and that was awesome.
That was good.
Thought about diving back into that?
Well, you know, every once in a while, I know I do have a Facebook Live coming up next Wednesday night for the Grand Rapids Marathon, of course. I always do a race director briefing. But, yeah, sometimes I think about going out. I was having a lot of fun. I was going through all kinds of things, you know, different names of beers we'd been drinking over the course of years. They had interesting names, you know, and all that kind of shotgun wedding and a couple, polygamy porter and stuff like that, things like that. I drink a lot of different beers. I don't drink a lot, but I drink a varied amount of things. And so, but it was kind of fun to just go through. Here's all the things that are interesting to me while I'm sitting in my office doing nothing because we're all stuck in our houses.
Yeah.
So I'm much happier that we're not stuck in the house anymore. So, but I had a good time for a while there. It was awesome.
So here we go. October 16th. Grand Rapids Marathon. You can see what I can see, and that is another fantastic smile as someone crosses the finish line of your race. Now, how many years has it been, Don, that you've been doing this race?
This is mile 19. This is year 19. We started in 2004 was our first year, and it was brand new Millennium Park. We had a great new facility happening out there, and we were out running trails one night, and there was a trail going all the way through the woods past the riverboat over to the Granville sewer plant and back. And it's like, hey, you know what? And then they build Millennium Park, and the next thing you know, we can put on a marathon here. We just do a double out and back at 13 miles and do it twice, and we had a marathon. So yeah, the rest is history, man. It was awesome.
that first year, if you can think back, were there hurdles and things that led to you learning a lot very, very quickly about how to put on a world-class race?
Yeah. I appreciate you saying world-class because I that's a nice class to be in, to tell you the
truth. You're right. It is fantastic.
But the truth of the matter is, I had run a lot of marathons by then. I was, not quite to 100 by that time, but I had done, close to 100 marathons. I think my 100th one was a couple months later. And so I knew what went on. And, I'm a natural instigator anyway. And I had lots of friends that said, as soon as I said, hey, we're going to put on a marathon, the guys just said, hey, I want to work with your volunteers. I want to do a pace team. I want to do this and that. It's like, holy crap. Next thing everybody, you throw it in the air, it turns into sunshine. It was kind of an awesome thing.
And so here we are, year number 19. I love the fact that it's always a fall race. People love that. It's nice and cool out usually. And I see a lot of, I think it's going to be a lot of great things. I think it's going to be a fantastic run. If anybody still wants to get registered, you can go to GrandRapidsMarathon.com and have at it. They'll take you up to race day. Isn't that right, Don?
Yeah, indeed. We don't ever really close registration. We have a cap, but number one, we never have hit it. And number two, it's just marketing anyway. I don't care.
Yeah,
send me money. We're going to let you in a race. We might have to get you a t-shirt the next week, but we're going to take care of you and everything will be good. So, we have exceeded our medal count a couple times that I've had to order some extra medals and send them out to people after the fact. But yeah, race day. We'll take registrations all the way up through race day. And it's kind of an awesome, awesome thing. I don't want to stand in the way of anybody's goal. So if you got a goal to do this, if you're not registered yet, register and come on out.
Yeah. And I think that's standing in the way of people's goals. You don't stand in the way of their goals, but you're there to meet them when they achieve their goal. That's probably one of the best things, especially when you got a first timer crossing the finish line in the half or the full, and you is there, you know, when you've got a first timer in front of you, don't you?
Oh, I do. I look at somebody and said, you need a hug, don't you? It's like, they I'm in there crying. They're happy. They're just, you know, it's a super experience. And you could tell somebody just their first marathon, they're like, oh my God, I just did something that was, you know, way bigger than I ever thought I could do. And here I am, you know, crossing the finish line.
Hey, have you been, did you see how the Agars just completed their first full iron distance triathlon, Johnny and Jeff? I know that they've run in your races. Did you happen to see that?
I did see that. I saw the videos and all the stuff on Facebook. Those are some of my heroes, you know. They just are out there. You know, Johnny has that book that he and his mom did that I went to the grand opening for that up at Third Nature and about a year ago, a little over a year ago. And, you know, it was just, you know, I walked in and Johnny's like, oh my God, can you believe Don Kearns here? I was like, yeah, well, dude, we're kind of each other's heroes, you know?
Yeah.
We love that. You know, he's a good dude and he's got his own race now. He puts on that little 5K up at Parnell. They made him the race director for it. So, you know, he's definitely the inspiration to the running community and the athletic community, because it's like, it doesn't matter. We're going to do something. I don't care how physically challenged I might be. I'm going to be in the middle of it. And that's what life's about, I think.
Absolutely, Don. And that's taken you to great places over the years. For a time, you were the Guinness World Record holder for quickest amount of time for most marathons. Wait a minute, hold on. 7 continents, 7 marathons. You did it in 25 days, 18 hours, 10 minutes. Was a Guinness World Record.
Well, you got that down to this minute there.
I was. I'm ripping it off. Off Cool Adventures.net. But still, now some jerk broke your record. Is that right, Don?
Oh no, it was a real nice guy. In fact, he tried to do it twice. I ran into him before mine was even fully through the documentation process. And then he got delayed going to South Africa. And I was at the airport in Buenos Aires and he didn't have that yellow vaccination booklet, and South Africa wanted that.
Oh,
I've never been to a country that wanted me to have that darn little booklet, but they did. And they wouldn't let him on the airplane. He didn't make it that time, but he made it. And I saw him like later that year, and he actually ran 7 continents in 2 years. Like I ended up doing the first time I tried to do it. So,
okay.
Or twice in 1 year, I should say. He ran 7 continents. And, you know, I had done that in 2007 when I tried to break the record the first time. So no, he's a good dude. I, you know, I still see him on Facebook. He's, you know, young guy with, lots of ambition and went out and did what he did. So.
Have you ever thought about trying to break his record?
I guess maybe I have thought about it. I don't know that I'm going to get it. He and I actually went on a trip together. There was a bunch of us tried to do 7 continents in 7 days.
Wow.
And we got through the first 6 continents in 6 days. We were on the airplane. The whole group was on the airplane to Antarctica. We got almost there. And they had to turn us around because it was so foggy they couldn't land the plane.
Oh, boy.
So it ended up being 12 days. But anyway, took two weeks off of my personal best for running 7 continents. And, you know, week and a half off of his personal best. And, but there was a lot of people faster than us now. So I'd have to go all the way to like 7 days in order to get that record again.
Yeah. Yeah. That's daunting. There's no question. One of the marathons was the Antarctica marathon. It's called the Antarctic Ice Marathon. Whenever anyone says that part of the world, I just picture blowing snow, frozen tundra. Is that what it is?
Well, yeah. I mean, we were in a part of the Antarctica that they refer to as summer camp. So it was only like 10 degrees ish on average. If you go all the way to the South Pole, which I was at in 2002, it's like 25 below. You know, here we were running the one when I broke the record at about 10 degrees above zero. And, You know, so that's, I mean, I live in Michigan, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Not,
we have run in that much cold, but are you just running on ice, on snowpack, ice pack?
Yeah, it's yeah. The snow ice was like a mile deep. And so they run a big old Caterpillar type tractor over it, and they groomed a course that was like 25K, and they took us out to the first corner. We ran across the back and then back into camp and then back out and then back around and back into camp. So we ended up, you know, doing a marathon. Some other guys did a 50K the next day. You know, crazy. I hang out with crazy people.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay, and that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock.
You know, you've done it all. Can you now, when you were growing up, Don, was this kind of like your thing, or were you a late bloomer?
I was the last kid that got picked in gym class.
Okay.
You know, my best friend and I never played on the same team because we were the last two guys that got picked. Okay. I was a good student. But I was a kid that walked to kindergarten in the snow, found out school was canceled, ended up crying because I had to walk all the way back home. but no, I was a student. I got my varsity letter on the debate team. So I was I was never an athlete until I got to be, like in my late 30s, mid to late 30s. And people say I never was an athlete, but you know, whatever.
Well, you know, I mean, yeah, you absolutely are. And how did you stumble into endurance sports? Because there's always a story behind everyone, why they started to run distance. What happened?
Well, there were seeds planted a long time earlier. I mean, I watched probably the Munich Olympics. I saw the marathon. I'm like, wow, that's kind of cool. You know, run 26 miles. Who can do that? And then, you know, a guy I went to college with who was, short Jewish dude, Mike Schwartz, good, you know, one of my best friends from college. And when we were like, I don't know, 28 or something, he ran a marathon in 4 hours and 11 minutes, did a good job. But he never let me hear the end of it, of course. Well, you've never run a marathon. It's like, okay, whatever.
Right.
So Mike kind of inspired me. And then I got out with my daughter at the beginning of track season one year. I said, well, go to the high school track. We'll do 2 miles, run, walk, whatever. And I ran really slow. Found out if I ran slow, I could run the whole thing without stopping. I was like, oh. So I just kind of like picked it up. I thought maybe running a 10K would be a thing. I didn't know there were 5Ks. And next thing you know, I start picking my mileage up and I start signing up for stuff. And then you get a cool t-shirt. And then it's like, oh, this is a cool t-shirt. I can wear this around and people think, yo, you did that? Wow. And, you know, one thing leads to another and you start meeting crazy ass people and you start signing up for things.
next thing you know, you're running in Antarctica.
Yeah. Well, you know, I signed up for the Riverbank Run because a guy down the street saw me running. He starts telling me about it. I said, that sounds like fun. So, you know, 25K later, I'm like the, you know, 60 people finished behind me out of the like 3,500.
Okay.
And
well, you know, and, I mean, what the hell?
So I was like, but I did it.
You did it. That's exactly right. And I think that that's important to focus on because, you know, for me, it has always been the person who is doing the running. It's between them and the course. That's your competition, the course.
Exactly. And then you start listening to people out there, though. And, you know, I'm out doing the riverbank and these two big dudes. I mean, like, you guys are running and they're talking about training for a marathon. Somebody's brother-in-law was talking them into something. And so next thing you know, here I am. Signing up for a marathon that fall, putting together a plan so I could train for a marathon. And, you know, crazy stuff just happens. You keep signing up for stuff because you don't know any better. And next thing you know, you got a reputation.
Exactly. Well, that's been kind of what's made it work for you. And you've had an incredible life and seen so much because of running. I'm sure you would encourage others to do that, which is part of the reason why you got the race and why people should at least consider, if not this year, next year, setting a goal and then doing it. You know, there's so many resources out there that can help you in pulling this off. First of all, you got to have the determination and the will to do it. And then, you know, read a little bit, figure it out, meet with the local running group. There's a million and one resources.
And, you know, my wife, who's training for her first marathon right now, again, hanging out with the wrong people.
Okay.
Somebody tells her about an app for her phone. She downloads it. It gives her what she's supposed to do today. You know, well, I'm supposed to run like an easy run today for 40 minutes and I'm supposed to do this, supposed to do that. Now she does them most days and some days she doesn't feel like it because she's listening to her body like you're supposed to and not necessarily following to the letter, but she's like, she ran a half marathon. She ran the Grand Rapids. We had the staff run last Saturday and she ran a half marathon and crossed the finish line with a big smile on her face. So I was really proud of her.
Good deal.
But there's resources for everybody out there.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I can't encourage people enough to set a goal and get after it. And if you're a first timer, good luck. The name Dan Omedian. Ring a bell with you, Dan Omedian?
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, I love Dan. He's a good dude.
Is Dan pacing this year? I think he told me he is, but I'm not sure what group he's going to be with.
I truthfully don't know. I got a guy in charge of that.
Okay.
And so, you know, Rick Ganzi handles all the pace teams. I don't know if Dan's one of the guys this year, you know, Dan, I certainly see him, you know, quite, he and, well, the father and the son, both Dan.
Yeah.
Good guys. And they're, you know, leaders in the running community.
Shout out to the Omedians, fellow Armenians they are. And that's fantastic.
So. All right.
Okay. Well, Grand Rapids Marathon comes up on October 16th. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it's important that you go to GrandRapidsMarathon.com for everything Grand Rapids Marathon related. Website is set up beautifully. As always, you got some great sponsors. Do you want to run through those sponsors with us, Don?
We've got some outstanding sponsors. Of course, the big one, University of Michigan Health West, changed their name this year, so I'm buying a bunch of new signage, but I love these guys anyway. And then, of course, Foster Swift sponsors our half marathon and our VIP people. New one, Pepsi's always been our Pepsi Zero Sugar. They're our relay sponsor and the kids marathon new sponsor this year, Family Capital Management. Awesome guys too. And you know, I just love our sponsors. We've got a lot of other things going on out there with, like we got Gordon Water, who's with us every year. We got Gatorade, Gazelle Sports, of course. And, a lot of other guys are New Holland and, Grand Coney in the beer garden after the event. Gluten-free bars are out there with us this year.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's a lot of them are out there. It's amazing. The support we get from our sponsor community.
Love it. Don, you are the man. I appreciate the time, and I can't wait to see at the finish line. I'm doing half marathon this year. Hope to have better performance than last year. It was a real struggle for me, but
you and Mike Ball going at it again.
We are going at it again. Mike's been under the weather. He claims he might be sandbagging, but
yeah.
Right. So we'll see.
He's just messing with you, man.
That's what I think. I don't trust him. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Okay, Don, thank you. You're awesome.
I'll see you soon.
All right, Don.
Okay, take care.